In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
That's what it's all about. It rolls you on the house.
That's our job.
Don't worry.
That's our job.
Be happy.
Romy, what a week, huh? How about that tour of Luke Airfield? You didn't have time to do it. I didn't have time to do it. And we did it. And when we left, wow.
Man, we started off. I had no idea that canines at Luke Air Force Base. Did you?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
I did.
I had no clue whatsoever. So we got started off with a demonstration of their canine unit, which was very impressive.
That was canine tour guide Staff Sergeant Steve Bruner. Did an excellent job. Showed us some beautiful dog work, dog handling work. We actually allowed it to attack our digital asset manager, Stacy. I thought she did a very good job.
I got a great shot of that.
Ah, I want to especially thank Jerry Hout, who set the whole thing up, who is retired Air Force in the security division. I think bringing Stacy along is the reason they felt like we needed those two bodyguards, the defenders. If it had just been you and I don't think we'd have been accompanied by two detectives, police, private security. I think it was because Stacy was there.
That's very possible.
But big thank you out to Staff Sergeant Christopher Kafer and Staff Sergeant Steve Albavera. Very hospitable guys.
Yeah, Albavera out of L.A., and Chris came out of, he very specifically, Southeast Illinois. He's not from Chicago. Yeah,
he was pretty specific about that. I want to thank Scott Stout because he let us go into the F-16 flight simulators. That wasn't any fun.
No, I didn't have any fun. What was the correct term? It's like the Epcot Center where it's not a dome, but it's all these square planes
that was,
put together.
That was about a five-syllable word.
A quadrichonk-chinkiv-shaped thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're sitting in there, and the simulator, they stuck us over the Grand Canyon. And I mean, it was, and then
fly the Colorado River at 600 miles an hour,
that
baby.
That was special.
I didn't splash it once.
No?
But you shot me down about four times.
You know. I kept shooting, and it you never blew up on my screen. So I'm like, I'm missing. And finally, Rosie's like, would you knock it off? It just keeps going red in here.
The whole screen goes red when you're on your way down, you know. And I kept trying to say, red screen this afternoon means pink slip tomorrow. But nobody got the idea. I was like the target. Everybody kept shooting at. Then we got a tour of the air control tower, and we had Mr. Harvey Bruger, who is the civilian air traffic controller and tower supervisor, who kind of introduced us to the whole concept up there. Major William Dean was the F-16 pilot in the tower that actually was explaining how you fly an F-16 from Italy to America. Nine refill, 11 hour in
trip.
Air. You know, with an airplane that goes 600 miles an hour, being in it for 9 hours, that's got to be a long seat ride, baby.
Just from movies and what we've seen in documentaries and history channels, you know, you've got that vision of this aircraft carrier carrying the Air Force over there. But then when he's like, no, you just fly it. That boat, I don't know the nautical miles the boat goes. I mean, it makes perfect sense. You're there in 11 hours.
Get that big refueling jet out in front of you, drop the needle in, and fill her up.
He said it's pretty boring at night over the ocean, though. Not a whole lot to look at.
No matter what speed you're going.
No.
So just coordinating the plane to that refuel rod.
That was exciting.
A little bit of exciting. Hey, and we want to thank Airman First Class Justin Colella, who actually was the young air traffic controller that gave us our tour of the tower. It was actually his first tour he ever gave, and he did a wonderful job. So I want to let you all know, sequestration or not, I've lived in Arizona since 1965. I've never gotten the tour at Luke Air Force Base that I got this week, future home of the F-35. I want to tell you, from everybody I met on base, America's in good hands. We met America's finest that day. Thank you very much for all you gentlemen that gave us a tour of a lifetime.
Amen. It was incredible. And throwing it out there, we'll do it again if you want us out. I don't know if they'll invite us back out, but do it again.
Well, it's all video simulating, and I think they were asking us to please hurry and get done because they had a general coming in that was doing some simulator training. So I peeled out of formation, And I went and blew up Scorpion Bay Marina by Lake Pleasant.
on the way back to landing, yeah. I had to try it. It was very realistic. It was right. I mean, you could see it right there.
You sure could. You could see your house. The video screen is real. We could. I could have dropped a bomb on your goat. Hey, we're going to...
Poor goats.
Poor goats. A goat has a tough life at Romy's house. Hey, y'all, we're talking air conditioning. I know we got off track here a little bit, but I just couldn't go on with the show without giving special thanks to all the crew that gave us that very special tour. I think you can get a lot of the pictures up on Facebook, right? Didn't Stacy post a lot of those on Facebook?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
We're talking...
Great canine standing on top of you.
Yeah, they put me in the bite suit and... I fainted, and then I woke up, and the dog was on top of me. We're talking about your air conditioning equipment. We've talked about your delta T, delta temperature, change in temperature, temperature drop. We've had questions on it here in the show here just in the last few minutes. It's what you do to kind of tell you whether or not your equipment is straining harder than it needs to. We've talked a little bit about the basics, how air conditioning works and how it cools off the house, and the fact that we're trying to remove air conditioning anxiety out of your life here as we're coming up to the warming season. When we get back, we're going to talk about, okay, what happens if your equipment is having a hard time? What happens if you are getting indications that it's time to replace your equipment? How long should your equipment live? And I want you to know, air conditioning equipment replacement is a huge opportunity to save a ton of money. Stay tuned. Next hour, we'll cover it.
Note for note, don't worry. Be happy.